Please welcome Jan Beatty.
Yay. Okay. This is exciting. Thank you, Joan. Let's say a big thank you to Joan Bauer. Yay. And also Don, who is right here. Week after week. Coming here year after year. I'm making it sound like drudge. But it is work. It is work. Good work. But, you know, carrying the sound system, setting up the sound system, doing all the background work, organizing. You know, Joan emails me like many months in advance, and I'm like, I can't even think about that yet. But Joan is organized. Okay. So the Mad Women. I'm really excited to introduce the Mad Women. You know, it's impossible to introduce you because there's so many of you, and you and you've taken over the group in a way that you're doing what you do, and I don't even know what you're doing half the time. And there's that's true. There's someone will say, "She's a Mad Woman," and I'll say, "Really?" But so I've obviously lost control. But there's over 350 of you, and there are, yay! There are. and you know how important you are, you know, I hope. You're really important to me. When my job sucks, which it does at times, like right now, but. It's the Mad Women that makes me always know why I do what I do, because I love you guys. And you have so much courage and strength, and you're so talented. Everybody's getting books. Everyone's going to graduate school. You know, you're doing things. You're doing what you need to do, and I really respect all of you. And I don't get along with all of you, but I love all of you. Because we want to tell the truth, right? We tell the truth in class, and we tell the truth out of class. So, tonight we have a bunch of you. We have, just reading your names because we have your bios, Valerie Bacharach, Tess Berry, Doralee Brooks, Daniela Buccilli, Bree Griffith, Sarah McNally, Emily Mohn Slate, and unfortunately Zeta cannot make it tonight, so... Emily Mohn Slate will be the final reader for The Mad Women. And, you know, I guess the main thing I want to say is please listen, because as Bree Griffith says, these women have something to say. Yeah. So, yeah.